One of the characters on No Top Community Farm was a ram called Jigget, which is kind of an ironic name because it's a jigget chop you get from sheep. So, sense of humour they had, obviously, in giving names. Now, from 1987, there were a programme, a Manpower Services Commission programme for young people to get some work experience. And there was 13 local lads came along to that, some of whom had, well, let's put it this way, had a bit of a brush with the law at times. One day, Jigget was out in the paddock, and one thing that goats can do, if you've seen them, is jump over things. They're very agile. Now, Miles McWhirter told me he was sitting in the office having a rare sit down and a cup of coffee. He says he seldom got a chance to do that, but he was this day. And they looked out of the window, and there he saw men in suits coming down the hill towards where the office was through the gates to No Top Farm. And some of the Manpower Services Commission laddies was there, and he said, "Look, that's the CID, that's the police, they're coming for us," and disappeared very quickly. They went out of sight behind some trees, and then all of a sudden, the next thing they saw was the Jigget, the goat, chasing after the CID, plainclothes CID, butting their behinds. And with them running as fast as they possibly could. And Miles, I'm afraid, had a bit of a chuckle to himself because, well, what do you do in that situation? He said, "You run." Well, Chicket, yeah, he was feisty. And he had his own flock of ewes. But they decided, Miles decided that they would put them in with the Sohi sheep that they had been given, a rare breed. Now, Sohi sheep, if you don't know anything about it, is from a small Inner Hebridean island called Sohi. And in fact, there's a rare breed of sheep there that can be traced back to Iron Age times, so very ancient breed. So they decided they put the two flocks together. Jigget with his flock, with his ewes, and the Sohi ram and the sheep, his flock of sheep. Well, as will happen with you've got two males and both with their own flock, the Sohi ram took exception to this. He had a rack of very big curly horns, much bigger than Jigget, but Jigget saw the ram, the Sohi ram charging towards them, head down. They butted heads, snaggled horns about six times, but it was clear that the bigger and the better was the Sohi ram. And so Jigget started to run for his life, and one of the Miles went and rescued him and put him in another paddock until things settled down, which they did in the end. So it was interesting that they had also got Jacob sheep at some point. So the rare breed sheep, which were quite unusual looking. Jacob sheep have black spots on them. Sohi sheep are wiry and strong. So anyway, so Jigget went on. And as happened regularly, they went to the Lanark market to get new stock. They were wanting to get parts for the old Massey Ferguson tractor they'd been donated. It was always needing parts. And some lambs, because it was a lambing season, and they could get them for 50p at the Lanark market. So off they went. Now, at that time, the ewes were in season, and they were going to put them to take them to Gatacarn to get them. They were waiting to get serviced at another farm in Gatacarn. So they did manage succeed to get the bits for the Massey Ferguson tractor, and they got lots of 50p lambs, and so they arrived. But sadly, Jigget, who had been in an enclosure by himself, had hankered for the ewes in season and had got his curly horn hooked in the bottom of a fence and had ended up face down in the mud and actually had died, sadly. Now, Billy McWhirter, one of the founding members of the farm, his uncle, Tom O'Donnell, Tim Drummond, he had been racing. He'd kept racing pigeons, and he used to empty the middens, you know, the rubbish during the war with a horse and cart, and he could turn his hand to many things, one of which was skinning animals. So he offered to skin Jigget, and they decided they'd try and make an educate something educational from Jigget's demise. So the pelt was cured of Jigget. His head was boiled to get the skin off it, and they buried it in a box, a container, to wait for a few years till the flesh had come off it. And so children can see what a goat skull looks like. But unfortunately, well, it's with many things. When you put them somewhere that you're going to come and back and get them, you don't remember where that somewhere was. And well, Billy McWhirter never found where he'd buried Jigget's head. So you never know. Alternatives might just find Jigget's head someday now. And that was the, well, sad story of Jigget, but he lived a very feisty life.